Well, we are pleased to have three original writer performers who are leaders in the immigrant community, both documented and undocumented, who've worked with us to write autobiographical monologues about their experience. So they're basically going to be sharing their stories of what their experience of being either undocumented in the community, or what it's like to be working with the immigrant population and the assets that immigrants bring to our community and the stress they're experiencing at this time because of how they are portrayed predominantly by the media and in politics.
Why is it that my husband is now getting the heat from the police when it should be the reckless driver that almost cost us our lives? Why? Why?
Why? Driver's license.
I am not a criminal.
I am not a criminal. I am not here to steal money or take anyone's life for no reason. I am here to help. Help anyone.
When you first envisioned this production many years ago around the monologues, monologues written, very personal narrative about people's own immigration experience, and then presented by those people, the Do You Know Who I Am monologues. Did you ever envision the situation where we'd be in now, where it's important more than ever that we actually hear those stories?
Modus Theatre started working with undocumented leaders in our community to help them write and perform their own stories way back in December of 2012. Because we have a big focus in our theatrical company on history and historical performances. And if you know history, you know that every time the economy goes down or the gap between the wealthy and the poor increase, it is immigrants, and particularly immigrants of color, that are on the front lines of attack. And so we were concerned that anti-immigrant vitriol was going to become worse. I don't think any of us had in mind the dynamic that we're seeing in the present administration. But under the Obama administration, millions of immigrants were deported. So it's been an ongoing struggle, and it's just been amplified by what's happening in the current administration.
I mean, it is interesting that you brought that up, and I'm glad that you did, because there's so much focus on what's happening now under the Trump administration. But there were record numbers of deportations under Obama. People dubbed him as deporter in chief. And so this sense of fear, I suppose, is not new for the people in the group that will be performing on Sunday. What impact does it have, not just on them to be able to share their stories, but on the audiences that have been able to hear those stories over the past 3 years?
Well, that's why Modus Theatre has been working with these leaders to help them tell their stories. We're helping them help us, as in the entire community. We're as strong as the community members, each and every community member that we have. We have justice as much as each person in our community has justice. And what we've done is help these young people and these immigrant leaders share their stories, because when you hear these stories, you get insight into the ramifications of policies, the ramifications of inaction, the ramifications of what our country's history has played out in different people's lives. And it allows you to have a shared, a kind of a more embodied sense of the issues and stakes. It's no longer statistics. People's humanity is right there in the room. We hope that when you see a Modus performance, you'll be haunted by the people, the performers that you see. You'll fall in love with them. You will hear their story, and it will get to the bone of their humanity, and therefore it will get at the bone of your own humanity. And through that process, we see that we're woven together. And that's what I think is so exciting about the event on Sunday, which is this aspect of really deeply listening and reflection. Joan Ratkin, I believe, comes is very contemplative in her approach to theater and dance and movement, and she's contemplation and reflection are very important to her. I come out of a Buddhist and a reflective spiritual practice, and I feel like having this space of deep listening within a context of action, like what is the most skillful thing we can do for each of us to retain our own humanity? because when you turn away from an injustice, a part of you breaks off. You don't see their full humanity and you lose a part of your own. So I think it's a really great opportunity for us to partner with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, who will be there on Sunday, and El Centro Amistad. I'm sure other organizations, I believe Lishenas Intercambio will be there. These different organizations, so people can reflect deeply and think, how can I take an action? How can I skillfully move forward? And what is my relationship to who I am and the world around me? So I think it'll be a very deep space for deep, reflective, and skillful action.
That is simply who I am. There are so many people dying of hunger, living on the streets with no help. And yet, people think I'm here so I can have a lot of kids, get food stamps without paying any taxes, or so I can get a check from the government and spend it all to myself. Well, guess what? I'm not here to take advantage of you, the U.S. government, or anyone else.
Well, the second Gather to Talk is happening this Sunday, March 12th, from 4:45 to 7:15 p.m. at Nevai Kodesh, which is at Glenwood Drive in Boulder. And we'll put more information at kgnu.org. Kirsten Wilson with Motus, thank you very much.
Thank you.